Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, the second day of August. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekends. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
Doing this at the top of each hour. And a good morning to all you out in Lilburn. Out in the Lilburn area.
Okay,
when last time you been to Lilburn?
Not that long ago. Okay. Make sure the people at the schools out there in Lilburn. Parkview High School, Panthers. Shout out to y'all.
A week does not go by when I'm watching the Braves that Parkview isn't brought up at some point.
Yeah.
Either Francoeur is bringing it up or somebody's talking about Francoeur and bringing it up about his days there. And it could be baseball. It could
not
be
just
football.
That, though, but also because the guy that beat a lot of his records out there is playing first base for the Braves, who also went to Parkview.
Olson. Okay, yeah.
So
well, it's usually Francoeur, though, you're right.
Lilburn, well represented.
Well, good morning, everybody. Lilburn there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up here, Jeff Fisher is going to be joining us in the next segment. He has got the High School Football America preseason poll.
Yeah, he
Sam
does.
Has got a beef with him. You weren't listening earlier. He wants. No, you got a beef
well,
with him.
I don't want to
you
say
you misrepresented
I got a
me
with
last week talking
why,
about the whole
wrong?
NFL and Europe thing and traveling, and that wasn't my stance, which I'll clarify in a little bit here.
And shout out to Gerald Riggs for joining us.
Yes.
He's going to be on the trip. He and John Abraham are going to be on the trip going overseas when the Falcons play the Colts. And, it's going to be great. The fans will get to hang out with
him.
Huh?
Bring us. I can't do a German accent.
Yeah.
I could.
What
but
are you
I
trying
just,
to do?
Well, but no. But what I was going to say is that you got a beef with this dude because you want to know how come more Georgia schools aren't at the top of the list. They're on the list.
They're on
but
there
they're
now.
Not on the top.
We're
they're
on,
not
we're
the
on
top.
That thick. We're in there thick as a brick. There's a whole lot of Georgia schools in this, and rightfully so. We don't put our folk at the top. We'll get into that with him.
Patricia Cotero.
Okay.
Or Cotero.
Mm-hmm.
Or Cotero.
Uh-oh.
You know who that is?
Is that?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
It's her birthday today.
Is it?
Patricia Cotero. Apollonia.
Really?
Apollonia's birthday today.
Fantastic.
That's her real name.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. Well, it's top of the second hour of our show, and that means turning things over to you.
Is that what it means?
What you got on your mind with everything going on locally?
Well, there's a lot of things happening, and we'd like to help people get jobs, and it's something we're going to get into in a minute, but we're going to start by reminding people that the high school football season is upon us. Matter of fact, I went out to a scrimmage last night, and it was raining, and, you know, I have a little thing, Greg. You know, at this stage of life and career, whatever you want to call it, you know, it was raining.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Like, I ain't going to stand out in the rain for a game that don't count. These
I
are scrimmage games. These are scrimmage games, practice games.
You're not covering it for nobody.
You know what? I'm just out there. You know, well, I'm out there doing a little scouting. I was scouting one of the teams that Chris Parker and I are going to have for the Corky Kell kickoff.
We got to thank him again, too.
You know, absolutely. We had a lot of fun. We appreciate Chris Parker for stopping through. And
shout out to Ellie.
Had a lot of fun. Last Saturday. But I went out to New Manchester. And New Manchester's out in Douglas County. And they had Kale out there. Kale is going to be our game. We're going to have Kale against South Paulding on August 13th. That is the first day of the high school football regular season, folks. But right now you got scrimmages. These are practice games. You may get out there the first string may play the first half, and then after that you get your second string, you get your JV, you know, because everybody's mama's going out there want to see their baby play.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets a chance to play in some of these games. So, you know, they didn't even keep score. They didn't even keep score last night.
Okay.
We're just going to run so many plays this way, run so many plays that way, and it's just something to work. And the coaches like it because the team hadn't practiced much. You know, they just getting back in school and that type thing. So it was nice to get out and see that. So shout out to everybody at the game that I went to last night just to check that out. Both teams looked pretty good. Had, you know, a little rust. You know, they're just getting out there and getting used to it. Some people in some places.
You showed me that picture of Buford Stadium.
Yeah,
man.
Buford Stadium. What do you think of that? We're going to ask Jeff Fisher about that, too. I had a chance to go by there last Sunday. They had a ribbon cutting.
Were they added something new out there, or was it just to open the whole place up?
Was it?
You said a ribbon cutting. What were
they
opening up?
Ribbon cutting for this, just for the stadium, just for the stadium in general.
So that's what I'm saying. The that hasn't been played on yet?
No. No. This is
brand new. Y'all left that part out of the story.
Yeah, I mean, the stadium they already had, Tom Ryden Stadium is also a very nice stadium they already had.
Right.
But this is a new palatial place that they've set up, and $62 million they've been spent for the stadium.
That still seems low to me.
Why does it seem low?
It just seems like
for
a stadium
high school facility.
That's what I mean. Yes, if you're going to build this monstrosity, any sort of construction, to me, when you talk about stadiums, I just think of it being a bigger price.
You're thinking of something for a college.
No, I'm not. I'm just thinking of construction costs in 2025 that stadium that you showed me would cost more than $62 million from soup to nuts.
Well, the seating capacity is 10,000. First of all, you don't have 40,000 seats in it.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's 10,000 seats, but it is obviously expandable if they want to expand it. And I think the other things are the amenities that it has. I haven't seen a stadium yet that had a scoreboard, a huge video screen scoreboard on both sides.
That's what I'm saying. This is just 2025, you got to have more bells and whistles.
So that costs money.
Yeah.
They don't give them to you free.
Exactly.
So that's part of the cost is for that. There's a banquet hall in it. There are about 15 climate control suites that seat up to 16 people.
How about a barbershop?
They may just have one around there. I don't know. They got everything else in there.
Go-kart
plus,
track.
Plus the locker room and things like that, you know, that are really set up. But I
weight
mean,
weight rooms, I'm sure, state of the art.
Everything is state of the art as far as that goes. So I'm just saying, all that goes into it. A banquet hall that the community people want to have events there. People want to have a banquet. You know, come on with your
graduations.
Cash. Come on with your cash. They'll have. Yeah, but I mean, they have a very impressive arena for basketball as well. They don't have a gym. They have an arena for basketball. So, I mean, yeah, they may have the commencements in there. They may have the graduations outside. It's just really nice. And that opens on the 14th. Their first game is against Milton. That's the defending 5A champion from last year. That game will be on ESPN. ESPN will come down to televise their very first game. Let me run down the list of events at the Corky Kell games. Come Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic will start on Wednesday. Wednesday the 13th is the first day of regular season games in the state of Georgia. We play high school football, and we got the first day of the games will be at Kell High School. The 4:30 game will have Prince Avenue Christian against Callaway, and South Pauling versus Kell is the 8 o'clock game that night. On Thursday, the action will be at West Forsyth High School. Hebron Christian Academy will take on North Atlanta at 4:30. The 8 o'clock game will be Douglas from Atlanta against West Forsyth. On Friday, we're going to be at two different locations. 2 o'clock, they'll be at Buck Godfrey Stadium, Panthersville, out in DeKalb County, Therrell against Cedar Grove, and then the action will be up at Rome on Friday. You're going to have LaGrange against Cass at 5 o'clock and Creekside versus Rome at 8 o'clock. We tried to have that game last year, and the storm came, and we never got on the air for that one. That's going to be 8 o'clock game. We try to have that game on that Friday night. Then Saturday, you have the games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You'll be able to hear these three games here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Starting with the Biscuits and Gravy game, the 10 a.m. game will have St. Pius against Dunwoody. The 1 o'clock game will have Houston County against Brookwood, and the 4 o'clock game will have Walton against McEachern. That's two Cobb games, and John Bednarowski will be kept very busy with that one. He will join us next Saturday, by the way. John
really?
Bednarowski. Yes, our dear friend from Marietta Daily Journal.
Okay,
He will join us, and we'll get a chance to talk with him. Now, you know, we always, Greg and I always talk about we like to help folks find jobs.
Right.
You know, and it's the time of year.
And the casting call, by the way, is coming up at 10:40.
Last week we talked to folks about, you know, where people could get book bags. And there's still some of those giveaways because I think 11 school districts in the metro area go back on Monday. So this is the last weekend. You want to get those school supplies and things for the young folk before they hit that bus on Monday morning headed back to school. But today, in Atlanta, let me see, at Atlanta Technical College at the Hank Aaron Academic Complex, there at 1560 Metropolitan Parkway Southwest, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is having a community hiring event, a job fair for the airport. The airport is the biggest employer in the state, our airport.
You think people know that?
I don't know.
When you think about it, the biggest employer, not Coca-Cola, not one of the newer car companies that, you know, like Kia, that down, you know.
The electronic ones out there, Rivian, they're coming.
Right.
They're
coming
out this
nothing's,
social circle.
Nothing's bigger than Hartsfield.
Nothing bigger than Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, more people. And so they are participating employers, job opportunities. What do you want to do? Because everything from administrative assistance, I'm looking here, fire, you know, police. You know, you want to work IT, you want to work security, you want to work in software engineering, technical, you want to work for customer service for supporting the airline, baggage handlers, luggage cart attendants, wheelchair attendants, ramp agents. They need all.
I'd want to be a bartender at the fanciest, swankiest club in Hartsfield.
Is that what you would want to do?
Yeah. If I had to pick a job to work out there, if I couldn't be the general manager at a president.
Well, here we go. We got restaurants. They're looking for baristas. You like the
No, I'm not
coffee.
Talking about the regular restaurant.
But they got one bar. They say bartender. I don't know where the bartender is. But I mean,
what you mean you don't know what a bartender is?
No, I don't know where the bartender would be, but they are looking for.
But like in a Delta
bartender.
Club or one of them other clubs where people tip better.
They might be looking for somebody. Okay, we don't know. But
you have to go through the.
But I mean,
the airline
you,
for that.
You know, wherever you do with that type thing, you know. Well, I mean, you have to go to the airline too if you're gonna. But the airline will be there.
I'm just that's saying. That's the job. You asked rhetorically, but I'm saying that's the job I want. Not in the concourse where everybody walks through.
You want to be a replenisher. You want to be a supervisor.
I
want to
be a bartender
member,
at the fanciest,
warehouse attendant,
club.
Zone manager, you know, drivers with customer service, whatever that is happening today. I think it starts at 9, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. today. Once again, Hank Aaron Academic Complex. That's happening in Atlanta Technical College on Metropolitan Parkway, and you know, having a big job.
Got all them business folks going to that ritzy ditzy little club there. They got an expense account, and you pour the first drink in them, and they don't care how much they tip because they're not paying for it.
Right.
That's the club I want to be bartending at.
Okay.
And I don't want to be the manager of that place because the manager's on a fixed salary. The bartender put tips in his pocket or her pocket.
Maybe not. Maybe not. You know,
you think
it old school.
Put it on the card there. Yeah,
that might be a little different. But that's something that's happening. That's happening in the area today. Look, you know, Greg and I always like to tell folks about getting.
What would you like to do out there? If you could pick a job at Hartsfield or connected with it, what would you want to do?
My goodness, guys.
Remember
the airport kid. My dad worked.
That's right.
He was ramp service. He's one of the people that would lose your luggage.
Say a prayer for him.
What do you do more than just luggage? When you work ramp service, you think about it, when you work at the airport and you work on the ramp, that's kind of the first impression people get of your town, because you're the first people you're the first folks that people see when they pull up on the plane. And so you get a little bit of the city when you see who's driving those little trams around, zipping around the planes, who's driving the fuel truck.
I think that's old school too.
What?
Because everybody's trying to get off the plane. They ain't looking out the window and seeing who's driving that little car.
Well, you don't know that. But I'm just saying, if you drive, and especially if you're just stopping and you stand on your flight, you're continuing somewhere else.
Then you definitely ain't looking out the window. Well maybe because you're trying to get to gate on the other side of the airport because you got a connecting flight to get to. I'm just saying, I think people's mentality once you land is not to look at the makeup of the people who are working at the airport to get a feel for the city. They're like, I got to get over
what
here.
What else is a feel for? But I mean, these are the first people that you see. Now, once you get off your plane and you walk through and you come out, you see the other people, your gate agents and your people there who greet you and say, was your flight okay and that type thing. But other than that, when you look at the people who are on the ground working, those are the first people that you see in whatever city you go to.
I don't mean this in a disparaging.
And I think so. I think that's the other thing that people keep in mind as you go. If you work on a job at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, you are basically what some people who may not even make it into the city will see you and get the impression of the city. Not everybody that comes to the airport is going to take the train and get out and go into town.
Especially this airport.
Right. So, I mean, you know, that's the thing. The people who apply for these jobs understand. I'm not saying you got to be the welcome wagon or an ambassador, but you get a chance for people who may never go into the city to get the impression of Atlanta. Something for y'all to think about as y'all go and apply for jobs this morning.
Everything that you just said sounds like it came from a person who worked there and was passing that knowledge on to their son. It sounds like that's something your pops might have said to you back in the day.
No.
You just figured that out. That's something you just came up with.
No, yeah. It's true.
Well, I've never heard anybody say that.
He never, son, you know.
That's what it sounded like to me.
No.
I'm one of the first people. I have to go to work and be a certain kind of person because I'm the first reflection of Atlanta when people get off that plane.
That's what you said, though. It's true, though. It is very true. It's very true. I mean, it goes, and I can go even deeper with it as far as him getting the role he got to play with the airlines, he got to play. Being one of the first African Americans in Birmingham to have these men in these white jumpsuits when you landed at the airport, all the stuff that people had heard about Birmingham, and here are these guys there, right? Mm-hmm. To show we're doing, we're trying to do something different. So yeah, to me, keep that in mind if you are going to work. You're an ambassador for our city. You know, whether you think of it that way or not, because there are a lot of people who will never get into see the city of Atlanta. They'll see the people who work at the airport, the pride you do with it, if you're enjoying it, if you're having a good time with your job. If you're not having a good time with your job, but people will see that and have that impression of the city.
All right.
Thank you.
Well put, and I apologize for if any kind of shade from my questions or statements came upon what you were trying to say.
No.
You're absolutely right. But I will add this. We need more jazz or blues played out there at that airport.
Well, that would be cool.
What I'm saying. You got a little pianist. You got some intermissionists here and there.
Well, always during the month of May. Always during the month of May. That's jazz month leading up to the jazz festival in Piedmont Park. That's jazz in the airport every day during the month of May.
Okay.
That's thanks to the folks down at City Hall.
Do they allow performers in there, by the way?
Shout out to Mayor
Dickens. Always shout out to him. Do they allow musicians to go up in there and, you know, sit down with a little bucket and play in that airport? Singers, you know, little kid singers or whatever on the way up, and they can't get in venue, so they find a spot at
that. I don't know. I was curious about that.
I don't know.
The place would be packed with them if he did.
You're probably right.
in this town?
Open mic night out there.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
All right, coming up next, Jeff Fisher is going to be joining us. Listen, I'm waiting to hear what you got to say about this, too. Mr. Crenshaw might start a fight, at least on the phone, and ask this man why we don't see more Georgia teams at the top of his poll. But we've got the latest High School Football America preseason poll with Mr. Jeff Fisher. Joining us next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, if this don't get you ready for a game, I don't know what will. Some outcasts here. Sam and Greg, on this Saturday morning, second day of August, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
This is, what do they say? I'll run through a wall right now. Hearing this. Get out there.
It's here.
Anyway, Mr. Crenshaw, would you do the honors?
Man, as always, it's great to catch up with this guy. You know, he's busy this time of year, and he keeps up with it all year round, but this particular is this time of year. Jeff Fisher from High School Football America joins us now. Welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9 Game, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff, and watch yourself.
Good morning, Sam and Greg. And Greg, I heard what you said there, so I called my good friend, the Easton Assassin, Larry Holmes. So if Sam wants to pick a fight, I got my fill in.
Well, I'm getting my popcorn. I'm sitting here in the front row, and I'll let you guys work this out. For those who were not listening earlier,
well, remember now, Larry Holmes is the Easton Assassin by way of Cuthbert, Georgia.
Okay, well, he still take you out.
That's where he was born.
Yeah, well.
Yes, sir. You are 100% right.
All right. Would you inform our audience what your beef is Mr. Fisher's list?
Let's have some pleasantries first. I mean, he has some pleasantries
first. He
knows
what's coming. He ain't trying to hear that.
No. We're happy to catch up with him. First of all, I know you're ready for this season, and before we get into the list, your thoughts on the new addition here in the metro Atlanta area. Basically talking about the stadium up at Buford. Have you had a chance to get a look at it?
I have, and you are 100% right. I'll go on record right now saying, and I've been to the original Taj Mahal, which is Allen, Texas, which is still beautiful, two decks, but you are 100% right. With the two scoreboards and all that, I think Buford may have the high school football stadium in America.
Wow.
You know, folks in Texas are going to have something to say about that. They are. And they got that oil money. They got disposable, you know what, cash. So
You know what, Greg? You were talking about the price of that. I mean, remember the original Taj Mahal was 60, and that was, what is that now? Probably 15 years ago. So actually, the 62 mil on the Buford Stadium ain't bad.
That's what I'm
saying.
I'm
not an economist. I'm just saying.
It sounded low to me. That's just me. But the place looks great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, fantastic. It will be on TV on the 14th when they take on Milton up that way. Okay, your preseason 300 you released a couple of weeks ago, several weeks ago. And what?
I was doing my Michael Buffer. Let's get ready to rumble.
We have these California folk up at the top once again, but we do see Grayson at number four. Talk about your top five and why we're seeing the people that we're seeing and how one of our teams manages to be in that top five.
Right. So let's just start with the numbers, the raw numbers. Modern day, 5 national champs and 17 for High School Football America. We use an algorithm, as we always talk about. It's not an opinion poll. So they're number one, Southern California. They're our tribal from SoCal. St. John Bosco, 2. Bishop Gorman, always a power from Nevada, 3. Grayson, at number 4 and IMG Academy out of Florida at number 5. Now, how do we do it? And I've said this to you guys every year that I do this in the preseason. I hate preseason rankings. I don't like doing them. The first year in 2012 when we began our rankings, I didn't even do it until the third week into the season because I believe that our algorithm is designed, and not only believe, it is, it analyzes what happens on the field. So because the fans want it, they want to get chat going on, they want to get everybody riled up, including Sam's blood pressure, I put out the algorithm, and we put the strength of schedule, out of state opponents, who do you have coming back, offense, defense, and all that, and we do our best to get at it, but ultimately, it comes down to the fact what's going to happen on the field. And I will say this: so why are the two teams at the top? The Trinity League, which Modern Day and Bosco are in, has won 7 of the last 8 national titles. One of the reasons is, A, it's one of the best leagues in the country. Generally speaking, it's been the best since probably 2013. So you've got 5 tough games in conference or in league, and they all play a lot of good, tough teams out of state. And, ultimately, over the last 3 or 4 years, I feel that Georgia, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, has kind of pulled back on its interstate schedules. Get one game in there out of state, especially when you got Florida next door, South Carolina, Alabama, some great states for high school football. Find a game out of state. Buford this year, they're ranked number 12, have a shot at a national title, but they haven't played anybody out of state. So in the algorithm, it comes into play, strength of schedule and who you play and all that. But I think the Rams are good. Milton last year, let's point it out to the folks, Milton finished number 2 in the nation, the number 1 public school. So it's not out of the realm of possibility there that Grayson, if they run the table, win another 6A title, Rams could be number 1.
Fantastic, folks. Spend some time with Jeff Fisher at High School Football America. He is social. You can always follow him at HSFB America. At HSFB America. And he has you go there and see this preseason 300 from around. And usually, always, there are a lot of Georgia teams that do make this list. And once again, we do see a great many teams from the state of Georgia that are there. Thoughts about what we see when we watch our game here on Friday nights and the how we stack up, really, from top to bottom with other states around the country?
Yeah, well, there's 28 in all in the top 300. When we kind of counted down to our top 300, we started with an elite 1,100. You guys had 90. So right now, Georgia, and we talked about this, you and I and Greg, when we've been on the air, Georgia has really strengthened itself. I mean, when you really look at the amount of population here in Georgia versus a California or a Texas, I mean, Georgia's number 1, right? But overall, Georgia's the solid number 3 right now. I think you guys have displaced, in our algorithm at least, California. So it's definitely Florida, Texas, Georgia, and that. And, you can see all of our rankings at highschoolfootballamerica.com. But 28 teams out of the top 300, that's real good. And with Grayson at 4, Buford at 12, and Milton then at 18, those are 3 legit teams in there that can do that. Milton comes up with a big win there on the road at Buford, and they're back right into the conversation like last year. So it's going to be a fun year. I think there's more balance in not only the state this year, but across the country, and there are a ton of teams flying across the country or going across state borders and all that to really kind of say, hey, we're deserving these national titles. And that's kind of happened over the last 4 to 5 years. And here's what the fans need to watch. And a lot of these games are going to be on TV. You're going to be able to see them on ESPN and all that. By the end of Labor Day, you're going to know the 5 to 10 teams, generally 5 teams, that are going to be in the hunt for the national championship, because we've got a lot of big games at the top that are being played in week 1. For example, Modern Day, number 1, they go to Florida to take on Florida Power St. Thomas Aquinas. They won 10 straight. Wow. So that's just one example of the number of games that are being played early in the season that are really going to kind of sort things out in a hurry.
That is Jeff Fisher joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we talked about the top of the food chain. What are some of the states that people would be surprised the high school players that are coming out of there?
Yeah. Well, you know, the one that always kind of surprises people when I say it is Ohio. But Ohio's really, especially when it comes to, you know, offensive and defensive lines, they're cranking out a lot of people. But the states that are up and coming, and I know here in the South I may be riling some people, but Alabama is getting better and better and better. Tennessee is getting better and better and better. Sam, you'll love this. South Carolina has gotten better over the last decade. Okay. North Carolina, the states right around Georgia are getting really, really good. And that's why I was advocating at the top to say, hey, let's go across the borders here and play some of these teams like an Oakland up in Murfreesboro, or, you know, go over to the Birmingham area and play, you know, at Thompson, which Grayson is, by the way. That's one of the hell of a games you want to watch early on in the season when Grayson takes on Thompson.
I think Carrollton has Parker, too. I think they played last season. I think they'll play Carrollton this season.
I got to jump in.
Go ahead.
Jeff, you were finishing up a statement. I want you to finish that, and I'll come with my question.
All I was going to say is that's why I'm advocating for that, because I think it's good for the fans. It's good for the game and all that. And let's face it, we all like talking smack, right? Georgia's better than blah, blah, blah. Pennsylvania's better than blah, blah, blah. We love talking smack.
I was going to bring this up because, you know, as I asked you that question about what states are emerging as – high school powerhouse. I'm just surprised in a contentious way. To me, at least, it seems like there is nothing going on. Nobody's making noises on high school football level between the Mississippi River until you hit California. That whole area of the country, you guys rarely talk about high school powers or, you know, top players coming from those areas. Am I missing something?
No, I mean, you're going to find a kid here and there. I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm an old guy, you know, where you couldn't find people and you'd be surprised somebody came out of a Colorado or an Iowa or whatever. I mean, with the scouting services and all that, it's easy to find them. But in general, yeah, you know, it's population center. It's a whole lot of different things, but you're 100% right about that. I mean, and one of the reasons we're based here in Georgia now is, I mean, this is, you know, I again, not offending anybody, but I don't know. Sometimes it's God football, sometimes it's football God, depending what time of the year.
true.
You guys do it right down here, and by the way, it's a little chilly up here in Canton. It's a chilly 80 today, so it feels like football weather.
It really does. We got the little cloud over the sky, and well, you know, we welcome the break because you know the guys are out there. They got to get ready for the season. They've got those practices, and it's been real hot and toasty. I'm sure they'll appreciate this. And the Niners will come back next week. Don't worry. We're not done. We're still early in August, right? So where are you going to move around to?
We need to give one shout-out to Georgia football today. I forgot I wanted to do this at the top. Mm-hmm. Did you know, and I know you're going to love this, being the Georgia historian you are, today with Sterling Sharp going into the hall in Canton, Ohio, brothers Shannon and Sterling, first brothers ever enshrined in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, the Mannings will get there, but Georgia beat Louisiana.
Wow. How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
Yep. The Mannings will be there, but the Sharp brothers are there, and they're going in there today. And it's going to be a fantastic celebration with them for sure. And of course, also the High School Football Hall of Fame. Sterling Sharp becomes a member of the High School Hall of Fame, which we'll have our inductions for that in October here in Atlanta. So we look forward to that.
You just thought about something.
What's that?
He was saying that, the brothers going in, okay, the Sharps going in right now, mm-hmm. one of the brothers had to retire because of a neck injury, and mm-hmm. they didn't know how to fix it. Mm-hmm. When the Mannings go in,
right.
The same thing. One of the brothers had to cut it short because of a neck injury, and they weren't sure of how much longer Peyton could play. Now, he was having some other issues, but Peyton's issue was the same as Sterling's.
Yeah.
I just found that interesting.
Well, before that, though, he had a chance to accomplish a lot more than
don't get me started. That was regular season.
Yeah. You know, well, hey, we'll see. You want to get
regular season. Greatest regular season quarterback there's been.
You're going to move around for some games, Jeff. Which ones are you going to try to get out and see yourself in person?
I mean, Buford Milton, you know, just goes up there to the top. You know, I like Douglas County. You know, if somebody was to say to me, who do you think could surprise? And I don't think Douglas County is a surprise anymore, right? We've got them in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But they, they open against North Gwinnett, if I'm not mistaken, at the Corky Kell Dave Snyder, right? Is that correct? I believe. Yeah, I think that's correct. But, you know, Douglas County at 36, they would be a surprise. And I got to go see what Adam Clack is going to do at Parkview. I'm a big Adam Clack fan, the guy that built, you know, Milton and what it is. He kind of fell off the radar. I'm going to see what they do. But, you know, all of the Corky Kell games are at the Dome, I think, are going to be interesting, even the ones that don't involve teams in our top 300. I mean, that's always a great time. So that, as far as around the country, you know, I want to get out. I want to see Mater Dei play Bosco. I wanted to get down to Florida. That's not going to work for some of the great games they have down there in Broward County, but a lot of them will be on TV, like a St. Francis out of Maryland against the Chaminade Madonna. You got my home state of Pennsylvania with St. Joseph's Prep. They've got, you know, a huge game playing down in Florida. They start the year at number 7. So there's a ton of games, and there's a lot more on TV, which makes it easy. But, you know, from my standpoint, you know, and I can go into, you know, the rabbit hole of what NIL is doing to football and all that. In general, the sport of high school football, especially if you just like going to towns around America and loving the fabric of the town, which is the high school football team, it's never been better. And it's getting better and better and better. And Flag is booming. So it's a good thing. We just launched HSFA Flag, if I can put in a little bit of plug. Sure, going on to the Flag side of things. And, you know, whether it's the high school, Georgia High School, when it comes to flag football for the girls, man. You in Florida, you're battling it out for two of the best, and I'm just so happy to see that Georgia's in the center of this exploding sport that will be played in the Olympics in 28. So absolutely. There's my little pitch. HSFAflag.com.
Fantastic. Yeah, we appreciate it. I tell you what, you know, Chris Park and I will be calling on you when we start the scoreboard show later on this month. Look forward to checking in with you on some Friday nights for that. Always great catching up with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Jeff.
We appreciate you. And by the way, Sam, you're much politer than Chris is. Chris is really – no, I'm just kidding.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you later. That's Jeff Fisher. You were kind of, you went easy on him. That was nice. You saw that you took the high road with him.
What?
You took the high road with him.
What am I supposed to do?
Listen, I thought I was going to have to get Don King in here and sanction this.
No,
I wasn't sure. So you did a great job. Miles Garrett, Fox 5, is going to join us coming up at 10 o'clock hour. We're going to talk Falcons. I got a fresh casting call, which you can see right now, by the way, on GetCast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/casting call. But up next, it is time for Noel's World. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, second day of August. That's Garth, right? Oh, look at it. She's.
Is it?
No,
I don't know.
No. That is Tim McGraw.
Oh, it's Tim McGraw?
Okay, yeah.
And that is important.
Okay, it's important.
That is important for why we brought this back.
He got all buffed up, I saw.
Oh, yeah, Tim been buffed up for a minute.
Yeah, I just saw something this past week when he was all buffed up. Well, okay, well, I'm
sorry. Once
they
stopped the soul-to-soul tours and he started going out there solo, he done beefed up and put the tank top on. I see you, Tim. I see the play.
And how does the missus feel about that?
Well, the checks are rolling in, so I'm sure her and the girls are just fine at home.
I can't think of his wife. Because
a Mississippi girl never changes her ways.
Hang on a second. Faith Hill. Okay.
A Mississippi girl never changed her ways.
Ooh. Okay.
Now, we came back with I like it. I love it.
You want some more of it?
I want some more of it.
By the way, this is Noelle, and she came on and she didn't do the thing for you, Sam.
Oh, good morning.
Hey.
There we go.
Yeah.
Everything's official.
Now, we came back with that, and we had to get to the part where he says, I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year, because I'm pretty sure he's going to be singing that tonight at Bristol Speedway.
Look at you when tying he it performs all in. Look at you tying it
at
all
the
in.
Racetrack tonight, yes.
Take an extra 20
Tim McGraw will be there.
Take an extra 20 out of petty cash for yourself. Lunch is
on me.
That was a nice little – she brought that full circle. That was nice.
Yeah, I shall. You know, when they used to play it at the Braves game, I thought it was like one of those city things where you do it for like 50 different cities and you send out the appropriate one to each city.
Yeah,
but no, it wasn't until I got outside of the city and I heard the same song. Like, oh, the line didn't change. Because it's all about Braves country, and it will be that tonight at 7 o'clock as we take on the Reds at Bristol Speedway. And I bring that up because there's a lot of interesting components to this game. Now, y'all know me.
Uh-huh.
The entryway to a lot of things, even though I love sports, is the gear, the fits, getting fresh. Yeah. And we have some new gear that will be on display tonight. We got a Braves hat with some flames on it.
Yeah.
On the brim.
Yeah.
We got new jerseys with race car numbers on the back of them. You got a nice Verdugo with a nice brand and some accent marks in it. You have Junior's car, Dale Junior's baseball car will be on display tonight at Bristol Motor Speedway. Yeah,
I remember that car.
How are you feeling about him, though? Because I got to take a side. You said his name as if you are a fan of his, but then I remembered something. And I says, I don't know if I've ever heard Noel comment on this. He's a big old Washington fan.
Yeah, I mean, we all have flaws. It's cool.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
There we go.
He's a big old, you know.
Yeah, I still ride with Dale. What did he drive? He drove the Monte Carlo, didn't he?
Yeah,
I still ride with Dale in the Monte Carlo. You know, we all have flaws. That's okay. He can be a Nationals fan.
Commanders, too. Big time.
Commanders, too?
Yeah, that's the one she didn't know about. That's the one I was talking about.
But that's the thing. And when you go to that thing about North Carolina, you know how North Carolina was when the Panthers came?
Yeah.
A lot of people did, you know, a lot of people sounded up like, you know.
Right.
So, So you have to understand that. I have to explain that to people when they think about North Carolina. What people in North Carolina, man, when the Panthers came, they were like, what?
Yeah, they had already all picked teams and was done. And, like, my dad was a Vikings fan forever. The Panthers meant nothing to him by that point.
Yep, you know
he was like, oh, y'all got a team? Oh, okay, well.
Putting that list on the Baltimore, though. That ain't far from them.
You said Baltimore?
Hmm. Yeah, I'm saying that nobody – you don't hear those folks that were looking – like he just said, the North Carolina folks didn't gravitate toward Ravens. What? Or before that,
well, the Ravens wasn't there. Remember the Colts? There was a gap. There was a gap there where there wasn't nobody.
Okay, with the Colts.
And as it says, that show said the band played on. The band stayed. right. They became the Ravens band.
Change the name and keep the program going on the same.
Yeah.
Oh, Greg, Pitbull will also be performing tonight. I know you like Pitbull.
I heard that. I don't know where it's coming out of his mouth, but I just like watching Pitbull.
I had to make sure I got
all day long. I go to every concert of his. I won't know what he's saying. I just enjoy myself.
You sound like everybody at the Bad Bunny show. They going around the country to go see Bad Bunny. Probably don't know a word, but the hype is there.
Yep.
The energy is there.
I'm waiting to see this dude. And you know what? Adam Sandler, But
people
Happy Gilmore
are not
too.
Happy with Happy Gilmore too.
They're not?
Really?
No, a lot of people are not happy with
it.
But I think people are just kind of unrealistic with these 20-30 year later remakes. Because a lot of people compared it.
I'll tell you
a lot
I thought
of people of. That liked Happy that like Happy Gilmore and didn't like two are like the counterparts of the people that didn't like Coming to America too.
Yeah.
And then you didn't like it for the same reasons. I was okay with it.
Yeah, I was okay with it.
We're coming to America, too?
It was just good to see them people back together.
It was just good to see Eddie get a check.
Right.
They tried a lot of old jokes doing that, and it did land.
It was good to see the folks back that they were still alive and still able to do it.
So that's
the way I took it with the movie. I was fine.
And kind of the same with Happy Gilmore. I mean, how many of those SNL members from the 90s are no longer here? So
you know
to
what
see
this
them.
Reminds But Adam Sandler's big enough to get all those folks in that movie the way he did. This reminded me of, speaking of back in the day, this reminds me of one of them Cannonball Run movies.
Okay.
Where they just put every famous person in it.
Right?
That's what Cannonball Run was. That's what this one is.
And you used to have that in the rom-com eras, too, in, like, the 2000s, where just everybody and their mama was in a movie for no reason. Like, why are all these people here? And it's almost like the movie doesn't even have any plot. It's just the plot to have all these random cameos in it. Like, is that the whole?
Now, you could do that, and like the Blues Brothers, but they all work.
But see, but
that's
more of a plot,
different.
Exactly,
yeah.
And it works, than just here's Taylor Swift and
exactly.
Taylor Lautner just because they date, and we're going to write something around it with a whole bunch of
Bad
other.
Bad Bunny's your caddy.
I thought that was random, really random for no reason. But you know, hey, people enjoy it. Greg, I looked something up while y'all was talking to Alex Alexander because I was interested when you brought up the Bubba Wallace race car because I was wondering myself, and I got us some details.
Okay,
for me and you because obviously everybody else already knows.
For those who
all
weren't
these different
listening,
cars and skins.
I brought this up with earlier in the show, Noel and I, before we started the show today, we were talking about, you know, events from this past week, brought up Bubba Wallace, and we both said, were you surprised that we didn't see the Jumpman logo on Bubba's car? Sam explained that it may be one of his other cars, maybe not, I don't know. But I was just surprised. For that race, being as big as it is, and then he turns around and wins it, there was no representation in one of the owners of his team. And so you did some digging and found out what?
So apparently the Jordan logo is only used when there's a Jordan brand specific theme they're going to put on the car. So they don't put the Jumpman logo on every single car. When you see the Jumpman logo, it's usually really big and gaudy because there's some type of motif to go with it, like elephant print to represent the Air Jordan 3s or something to represent, or carbon fiber is popular to represent the Air Jordan 11s, on and on. So usually it's in that form.
Okay.
And they've had a couple.
I've seen on Tyler Reddick's car. Now, when Tyler Reddick won Talladega and Jordan was there, it had the big Jumpman on the hood.
Right.
You couldn't miss it.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So it's on some weeks.
So they've had a couple themes. There's the 45 to represent when he was in
right.
Birmingham. So that one is white and black, and it just has the elephant print on it because elephant print is kind of so iconic and synonymous with Jordan brand at this point. You have the Air Jordan 5 grape colorway, which is really interesting because that shoe just came back this summer. Me and Oren got a pair of those.
Shout out Oren this week.
Shout out to Big O. Shout out to Big O.
Big O.
We got a pair of those this summer.
Okay.
But yes, an all purple car with a bunch of turquoise accents on it, and it has the fighter jet little symbol on it, and it's turquoise, and it got the Jumpman on the hood, and it's really gaudy and really awesome if you know the Jordan head and you understand what it's supposed to represent. And then you have the Black Cement 3, which is an iconic Jordan, where it has the 45 on the hood. They really like using the 45 on the hood and not the 23, with the red Jumpman.
I think
and it's
easier to get away with
the elephant print.
Yeah.
So they do these certain themes, and then the theme will take a life of its own with the shoe, and it's all this cross branding thing. And A motorsport colorway was really popular like 20 years ago because you didn't get a lot of non-black, red, and white Jordan colors. So Jordan brand was another way to get something. Jordan racing was another way to get something outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you just have this back and forth between the two. Sometimes the shoe looks like the car, and sometimes the car looks like the shoe. But it would have been really nice for this week's Camry to have the Jordan logo on it,
yeah,
to get the win, to send Bubba into the playoffs. I agree with Greg in that regard.
You got me something to go to the bottom of the ocean with, but I don't want to step on your segment. So
no, let's go. We got 2 more minutes. Let's go.
Okay, as you sat there and talked about 23 versus 45, and I think that's just easier for people to use 45 because 23 and him are connected with so many other moving parts that you've probably got to get permission from 6 people before you can even bring it up, right?
But, well, if you're racing for Jordan brand, though, probably not.
Well, that being said, here's the thing. The only other person I know that has that, now rest in peace, but I was trying to think of how his merchandise is being used and if there's one that's more dominant than the other. But we got Kobe with 2 numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Kobe merchandise going all around the planet. But yet you don't hear it the same way you hear Jordan. Some's got 23, some's got 45 on it. Is it always, I mean, do they just combine 8-24 or 24 with the 8? Or how does that work out? And is there one that's more popular than the other?
So that's actually an excellent question, Greg. So they use both. They use 8 and 24, whatever is convenient. It may depend on the year that they're trying to celebrate it or whatever it is. There's a pair of Kobe Air Force Ones that are out right now that I believe has both the 8 and the 24 on it. But when it comes to Kobe, they try to lean more so with that logo than they do a specific number, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to use that.
So it's all about the Black Mamba and
exactly.
Everything.
So they try to use that motif more than stick to a specific number, probably because he does have 2 basketball-specific numbers. Because it's kind of different with Jordan. You got the basketball number and you got the baseball number, even though Jordan did wear 45 as a Bull for 2 seconds.
Right, that don't really count the baseball
exactly.
number. I don't count that. But, you know, again, when you continue to say it out loud, both of them have 2 different numbers. Both of them have a name that's as iconic mm-hmm. as they are. When you think of one, you think of that. You think of their logo. You think of their nickname.
Yeah, because nobody else can be a Mamba without it being
exactly.
tied to Kobe.
And
you're
Air
either
Jordan
the gold Mamba
yeah.
or the white Mamba or the female Mamba.
Well,
everybody knows yeah. that Mamba is Kobe.
And is Diana Taurasi about the only one that can be used? Is she the only one using that?
No, Jewel Lloyd is the gold Mamba.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a bunch of different Mamba monikers, but you know that Mamba comes from Kobe. But I do believe everybody that has a mobile moniker, that moniker, it was given to them or given permission by Kobe. So you get kind of knighted in that sense to be able to be a Mamba.
Yeah. Again, the symmetry is just amazing when you think about these two and the connections they have. And then this off the court, that kind of connection and the way this is played out. But so you're saying as far as shoe sales and the way they do it, there's no real 8 or 24 that's dominant?
I will say this. Nike leans more towards the 24 because that's what he wore when he signed with Nike. 8 was with Adidas.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so his shoe career is split. So you have 8 with Adidas, and then you have 24 with Nike. So Nike does tend to lean towards 24, but you'll see them use both.
And that's crazy, too, because what did Jordan want to go first?
Yep.
He wanted to go to Adidas, right? Until his mother put him on that plane to go to Nike, to go to Oregon.
Well, you know, it was Adidas that, you know, made them backdoor deals and phone calls to get him out of North Carolina and into L.A.
We got to do a whole other segment with this.
Mm.
All right. Well, anyway, Noel, thank you.
No problem. No problem. Enjoy the game, everyone.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Coming up, we're moving to the 10 o'clock hour. Miles Garrett's going to let us know what's going on with these Falcons. He's been out of camp like us.
Yep.
And we will be out there again next week. We'll run that down to you. Got a fresh casting call. There are jobs flying through the air. But up next, I've been talking about this game today with the Braves playing up at
Bristol.
In Bristol. Mm-hmm. And other venues that are holding sporting events that don't necessarily belong there. And are there ones we're missing? Ones we're sleeping on?
Okay.
What would you like to see happen at at the cathedral at Notre Dame in front of Touchdown Jesus?
That's the thing. You're messing with college football stadiums now.
Can't do that, huh?
College football's that sacred.
We'll see what we can do.
Those things are only there for, you only use them things 8 times a year.
We'll leave them alone.
You get started. Don't you start
Sam
with that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.